Freedom Party supporters cheer as the results come in after the election in Upper Austria. For the first time, this right-wing party has passed the 30% mark, doubling their result in the previous election and taking voters away from the Conservative People's Party and Social Democrats. The campaign was conducted against a background of tens of thousands of migrants and refugees crossing into Austria from Hungary. Although most move on to Germany, many Austrians, like these at a Freedom Party rally, are unsettled.
None of those coming in want to work, and that's not on.
I'm afraid that there are trained soldiers among the many thousands of these people.
Analysts agree that the refugee and migrant crisis was the issue dominating the election. But political scientist Reinhard Heinisch from Salzburg University says voter sentiment is not necessarily anti-refugee.
The government seem overwhelmed and don't seem to have answers. And it's more the fear of what is more to come and an expression of not enough confidence in decision makers that we see than necessarily a hostility towards refugees.
The Upper Austria result is shaking up politics in the capital, where elections for the city of Vienna will be held on the 11th of October.
So da, Kinder, was kriegt ihr?
Vienna's powerful mayor, Michael Heupel, is campaigning, serving up sausages at one of the city's ubiquitous Würstel stands. Heupel is popular, but the opinion polls are showing the Freedom Party is almost as popular as the mayor's Social Democrat Party, which has ruled Vienna for decades. The refugee crisis is now dominating the Vienna election, and the mayor finds himself defending the city's liberal tradition.
When someone comes to us because their lives are threatened, we are obliged to guarantee health and safety. And along with that, I plead for the asylum process to be made as short as possible, and so someone either has asylum status or not. And if they don't have it, they're going to be sent back.
The Freedom Party is promoting its leader, Heinz Christian Strache, as the next mayor of Vienna. At the launch of his campaign, Strache attacked the Social Democrat Reds and their coalition partners, the Greens, for their immigration policies.
First, he's opened up public housing for non-Austrian citizens, and Red-Green are going to introduce voting rights for foreigners in Vienna. And so, my friends, with me as mayor, such things will never happen.
So could the unthinkable happen? For most of the post-war period, the city has been known as Red Vienna for its socialist tendencies. Could it fall to the Freedom Party, often seen as the political home of neo-Nazis? Reinhard Heinisch says it will be close.
It's a duel, it's a showdown between these two, Strache and Heupel, the mayor and the leader of the Freedom Party, and they tend to adopt polar opposite positions. The way the polls are today, it seems like the Social Democrats still might, you know, eke out a very narrow victory. But in any event, this sort of showdown is something that is wanted by both sides because it would mobilize their voters.
And at the national level of Austrian politics, there is fear that the current ruling parties, the Social Democrats and Conservative People's Party, will lose votes because they're seen as too soft on asylum and immigration. Social Democrat Chancellor Werner Faymann gave this reaction to his party's poor showing in the Upper Austria election. They scored just 18% of the vote.
The refugee topic was so dominant in these past few days that it pushed everything else aside. How will we cope with this issue in a humanitarian way and control and manage it? What effect will this have on the life of our country? This played a big role in the election.
And it's likely to play a role in future elections in Vienna and in other parts of the country. According to Reinhard Heinisch, the more refugee-friendly parties will have to fight harder to hold their ground.
We have to remember people vote based on personalities, but also based on a gut feeling. And the feeling is one of discontentment, and the Freedom Party is the only alternative that seems to be there for many voters, and that's what's driving this.
Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.